Page 35. Listening. Exercises 3A, 3B, and 3C.
Last weekend, something really strange happened. The weather was great, so my friend Tony and I decided to go for a hike in the mountains. But we got lost. Can you believe it? We've been to the area lots of times, and as kids, we could always find our way around by using a map. But somehow, we forgot the map, and I guess we walked off the trail. Anyway, after a couple of hours, we found this little town that we'd never seen before. It looked like a really interesting place, and we were curious, so we stopped to look around. Now, Tony is a very calm guy, and he doesn't get upset very often. But when we got to the center of town, he seemed a little upset. I could tell that something was wrong, and it made me feel nervous. I'm not a calm guy at all. I asked him, "Are you okay?" And he said, "Yeah, I guess so. I just feel like I've been here before. It's strange." I laughed a little, but I could see he was serious. That made me feel even more nervous. We were hungry, so we looked for a restaurant. After a few minutes, we were only able to find one. The only restaurant in the whole town. It was dark and quiet, and the walls were decorated with lots of old photos. The owner told us they were from hundreds of years ago. Tony sat quietly looking around the room until he saw something on the wall right behind me. He seemed very surprised and a little scared, so I turned to see what he was looking at. It was a picture of a man who looked exactly like him, except that he was wearing old-fashioned clothes. Now this is what made me really scared. I couldn't believe it. Tony has a scar on his left cheek. The man in the photo had the same scar. Tony couldn't stand at first, so he just sat there looking stunned. Then he stood up and ran out of the restaurant fast. I, of course, followed him. I didn't want to be left behind in that creepy place. I couldn't catch up with him at first. I was getting angry about it, too. But finally, I found him at the beginning of the trail. He said, "Jack, let's go home. I don't want to spend another minute here." Tony didn't say a word all the way home. His face was white, and he was shaking. He told me later that he wasn't able to speak because he was so upset. He felt as if it was his own ghost in the picture. I was kind of glad we left the restaurant before I could see mine. Even then, I wasn't able to sleep that night because I was so frightened.